Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode, another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. To be back with you here again, my brothers and sisters, speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all again for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. And He told me, my brothers and sisters, nevertheless, that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for this, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, yes, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that only that word, that pure, perfect, consummate plan that the Most High declared from the beginning, I said only that consummate word and plan is the salvation of man. Only that plan, my brothers and sisters, declares what is fully human purpose. I said only that plan, only a fruition of that plan, brings man to what the Most High has called, or what is declared as the full furnishing of man's soul unto all good works, all that is pleasing pleasing unto Yah. But the scriptures declare that without question, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not deny Himself. He will not deny Himself the blessing that He expects from man. In fact, my brothers and sisters, if man chooses to ignore that which Yah has decreed as His expectation with regard to His people, the scripture says He will not deny Himself. And before He does this, according to 2 Timothy 2nd chapter, He would deny us. Now, brothers and sisters, there is an absolute need in this contentious, indiscriminate world. This very irreverent world without a reference point. That man must understand. The Messiah did not come that men should worship deviant standards. The Messiah did not come that men should worship devils. As I said to you before, the scriptures tell us well, in the beginning was the word was with Yah, the word was Yah. That word is eternal. It is a constant. It is constant harmony. Upon that plan were all things made. Upon that plan, my brothers and sisters, do all things exist. And my brothers and sisters, for man to discern again what is that purpose from the beginning, that is the light and the life of men. Nothing else. There is only one Savior. There's only one righteous, my brothers and sisters, the Most High accepts as worthy unto Himself. Nothing else. Nothing else can be called truly in agreement. For the truth of the matter, without question, my brothers and sisters, is this. I pray that you will hear me. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this. That Messiah said this very well. And is very much a statement of the one who would be called, who is called Shiloh. The Shashan Shah. The righteous one like unto the rising of the sun who suddenly comes to expose all unrighteousness, to reveal the light that the world would obscure, to cast out all the darkness. Scripture said, my brothers and sisters, in fact, He promised that your righteousness must exceed Your concept of what is a complete and full standard must exceed that of all your variant contentious rulers. Else you shall not, cannot enter into the kingdom of peace. Messiah declared what is the gospel. And he said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he declared. He did not say any nation was a... Any nation that had any license to subdivide his word. You break the law into pieces, you have no law at all. You break the law into pieces, you have no order. The only law that is lawful, my brothers and sisters, is a pure and perfect word. Yah, his very name, means he is all that he is. Woe therefore, my brothers and sisters, are those who would dare to say the Messiah comes to declare a multitude of partial, perverse, self-righteous standards after which men profane the holy name, whereby the name, the righteousness of Yah, which would bring forth peace, has been abused by men. Unto no hope for peace at all, while men still remain confused as to the nature, the principle of the holy name that declares, indeed, Yah, with Yah, is Yah, is peace, is life, and there is no other, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, there is no other. His name is true, all that he has declared. His name is his promise. His name is his word. His name, my brothers and sisters, declares there is no sovereignty greater than his own. What do you think it is then, my brothers and sisters, of men? What do you think it is? My brothers and sisters, if men choose to, in some way, take away from that holy word, think about it. How many divisions you have? You have just 10 things, and you take away one. You have two divisions. It's not the will of one, my brothers and sisters. He wants his all his people to function after one vision. No illusions, no ill visions. None of this lack of knowledge after which his people are divided, made contentious, confused, and therefore destroyed from being, if you will, a strong people. A people made strong in him, my brothers and sisters, are people that all know that they all must seek, know, and love the Most High. For all that he declares, with all their minds, heart, soul, and might, according to all that is his word. Therefore, showing genuine love for their brother, seeking that no man be deceived, but all perceive indeed what is the righteousness. Indeed was the righteous expectation of the Most High. And I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that since the Most High spoke, the book of Genesis, we find the 49th chapter, the 10th verse, he spoke through his prophets, and he spoke through Isaiah. He spoke through the patriarch Israel. Much intense prophecy, my brothers and sisters, that many prophets spoke of concerning the one called in Genesis 49:10, Shiloh spoke about one unto whom the gathering of the people shall be. What does it mean when it says Shiloh, the one who brings peace, the one unto whom the gathering of the people shall be? Consider Isaiah 11th chapter, when he spoke about the one who will come a second time to gather Israel, bringing men, his people, back into their land. Because unto him shall all the nations seek, wait for. How about my brothers and sisters, no longer presume because of him. And his rest, his peace, shall be glorious. It means, my brothers and sisters, that this one must expose all the diverse unrighteousness of men. I said he must expose all the diverse unrighteousness of men. He must expose every partial, perverse, and polluted standard. Every form of intrusion after the misconceits of men, whereby men, my brothers and sisters, walking after those who deny the truth, I said, whereby men walking after those who would deny the truth have believed that somehow, my brothers and sisters, they'd yet be counted worthy to be called true to faith, true to a covenant. You need to talk about this, my brothers and sisters. I dare to tell you that the history of mankind has actually declared that if we are wise, we understand that the nations of the earth since the beginning, my brothers and sisters, have all been obstacles against men discerning what is the initial foundation, even against men understanding what is the purpose of man unto his creator. Men seeking to redefine what is purpose unto creator, my brothers and sisters, have sought to keep men in bondage. And wherever men have been subject to partial standards, oftentimes contentious in their partiality, prideful, self-righteous, wickedly ambitious, after a multitude of their partialities, it has not been under peace, my brothers and sisters. It has been under constant warfare. But men, rulers, nations, have been contentious, hateful even, my brothers and sisters, against Yah and against his anointed. Why? Because they hate and have despised the righteousness of his ways. My brothers and sisters, why? It is simple. It is because Messiah, in order to establish, indeed what is the word from the beginning, must prove foolish all the varying standards of all the rulers, political, social, religious, cultural, whatever. Globally, and the nations, the rulers, my brothers and sisters, treacherous against this absolute need for remembrance, have sought to keep men, my brothers and sisters, fatally flattered, not to discern what is necessary to bring forth peace. That's the reason why. How about reading from Isaiah 59:8-16, reading out about 60 and 12. It's very evident according to the scriptures. The scripture says Messiah comes because Most High has looked and saw none who understood. He saw no intercessor. Psalm 14, Psalm 53, Isaiah 59. He saw no intercessor, none who petitions Most High for the fullness of his will. He said, the way of peace men know not. Oh, the only way of peace, my brothers and sisters, is the petitioning of the Most High for the full recognition of all that is his covenant, that all agree with him as one, calling upon his name, as the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, all speaking the same thing, no divisions among us. For the scripture says, if ever any contentions or strife among us, men are walking as carnal men and not as spiritual. For the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin, all misallegiances, all partialities, all pollutions, all intrusions after the carnal presumptuousness of man. He comes to do this, my brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit that Messiah is anointed in, after the glory of his Father, comes, my brothers and sisters, to expose whatever it is that men have drawn hasty conclusions. I said, whatever it is that men have drawn hasty conclusions, refusing to hear the greater knowledge of the Most High. I would dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the truth is simply what it is. No one is saved. There is no salvation trusting after anyone. Do you hear me, my brothers and sisters, who would hide or deny the greater knowledge of the truth? There's no salvation, therefore, under the damned. Because let me tell you something. Anyone who would deny or hide the truth, like the scripture said, if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, in other words, he hides the truth, having opportunity to receive it. The scripture said, if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin, and he's ready for the fiery indignation that consumes the adversaries. What then are the children of darkness but those who would hide the truth? That men walk after darkness, thinking that they walk after light. Here, my brothers and sisters, we live in a world that has chosen to ignore the one who comes to reveal the light of the covenant. Dare me and my brothers and sisters believe that if they misrepresent the salvation of Yah, misrepresent the Savior, as if the Savior is satisfied with men walking in darkness, men walking in confusion. What does the scripture say? This is a condemnation. He did not say salvation. It's condemnation of the world. The men have loved darkness more than light. Light has come into the world. The pure, perfect will of Yah restored the men might discern what is from the beginning. But men have loved darkness more than light. My brothers and sisters, shall men believe that the light came, that men walk in the darkness? Shall men believe, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah came to restore a covenant? Therefore, by exposing the wickedness of all the rulers, both Gentile and Jewish alike, if you will, exposing both in their lawlessness, to establish in himself a covenant? Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, that after he has done such a thing, that the Messiah has done such a thing, that if they in some way deny, pervert, twist, understanding of the law and the prophets, that they still have a covenant? Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if you think about it, that sounds quite insane. Messiah said, watch out for false prophets for a reason. He says, broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few are they that are found upon it. He said, therefore, after that, watch out for false prophets, because they lead men astray. They cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully the will of the Father. That means they come to misdirect men after the will of men. What are those who have a word, my brothers and sisters? They know what is said, but don't know why it is said. Who, because they have a word, but know not what it is to obey it, right, and understand it. Lead men, my brothers and sisters, unto prison house shelters that are no shelter at all, where the light cannot enter, stood standing upon faulty foundations, in fact, no foundation at all. And when the rains came, the wind blow, the full reproof of the Most High comes like an overflowing torrent, it says in Isaiah 28, Micaiah, Matthew 7th chapter. Read about 13th to 28th verse. It says, the fall of that house should be great because, the brothers and sisters, they had no foundation at all. Many will say they came in the name of Messiah, preaching after his authority. But Messiah will say to them, because your preachings did not cast out illusions. Your preachings were not after the inspiration, the wonder of his inspiration. He will say to many, keep away from me, I never knew you, because many have taught my brothers and sisters, seeking to appease the unrighteousness of men. Messiah is actually that one that the scriptures call Shiloh. He is that one that Isaiah 41st chapter calls the righteous one like the rising sun, the one that casts out all the darkness, the one who exposed all the misguidance of the rulers. He is that one called the messenger of the covenant at Malachi 3rd chapter, the one who says that men have insulted the Most High, dishonored the Most High with their words, saying that everyone who walks after his own evil way is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such. All my brothers and sisters, scripture says this is wickedness. He said he will suddenly come to his temple, but who can stand when he appears? He's like refiner's fire, like full of soap. He reproved, my brothers and sisters, yes, even purged out of the temple the priests, pastors, rabbis, the elders, those who call themselves reverend, who have all in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, have been complicit in their multitude of contentions against the righteous of Yah. And I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, a whole world choosing to ignore Messiah as the righteous one called the Kurdi that is mentioned in all the prophecies has been the hypocrisy, even the damning treachery of a whole world for many generations in all prophecy. That speaks of his appearing, speaks of it as being the case again and again. But why did your leaders not tell you that? Isaiah 41 talks about when Messiah comes, he's going to prove ungodly the rulers. Why? Because they did not declare what was the expectation from the beginning. They did not tell you what the eventuality is, as declared by all the prophets. Scripture says he called those who, testimony could not be found true to this. He called them all abominations. He called them after the forming of another, not his workmanship, but my brothers and sisters, the working of an evil hand. And the scripture says, because they did not preach the gospel, did not preach the word of the kingdom, the whole word, the good tidings, the whole word of the kingdom. For this reason, Messiah comes, because the Most High looked upon the world and saw none righteous, none complete, none petitioned for the fullness, no, not one. So therefore, the Most High will send a righteousness, but the righteous one. But the question to be asked is, after men have been self-righteous, after so many differences, question is, my brothers and sisters, who it is it? That we prepared to stand before him. Who is it that will delight in his appearing? Brothers and sisters, scripture says for many it's going to be a terror and a vexation for them to understand the report when they find out the testimonies that they have taught, believed, have been far from righteousness, completely unacceptable. Please read Isaiah 28. Read around from the 10th through the 23rd verse and understand. How could Messiah, who would deliver men from those who uphold wicked, unrighteous, lawless standards, how could the Messiah deliver men from deception, accepting and trusting, or allowing people to continue in his appearing, to trust in so much vast misperception? Believe my brothers and sisters, these differences are not the work of the Holy Spirit. Most High told me directly that if I could believe the massive contentions that we see in the world today, the massive contradictions we see in the world today, he told me if I could believe that these were the work of his Holy Spirit, I could not be a disciple unto him. Whoever can believe that a massive contentious differences, partialities, and perversions, and massive worldly intrusions are the work of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, can only believe in the devil. Most High said the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Messiah did not give his life that men worship devils, deviations, but that they awaken, my brothers and sisters, the pure, perfect will of Yah. This is the redemption. How shall a man say he is saved and he still believes in the deviant standards and doctrines of men? Scripture says, for every foolish word the man speaks, he will give account for in the judgment. That means that as the true children of Israel, read Zephaniah 13, we must speak no lies, no false doctrine, not be deceived after anyone who would deny the truth. That is the victory. Attaining the truth that the whole world sought to hide. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, there is a massive truth that must be discerned, even if the whole world has been an obstacle. How can it be received? My brothers and sisters, only after the Spirit of the Most High. Messiah comes, the scripture says in Acts 3:18, he comes for the restitution, restoration, remembrance of all things, according to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. Did it say, my brothers and sisters, that you could find this truth merely after trusting in men? Not at all. In fact, the scriptures actually says faith comes by hearing a word. It really means from Yah. What do I mean by that? Think about it. Romans 9:26 says the men have had the law but did not seek it by faith. Wow. That means they had the law, they had the written words, but not seeking Yah sufficiently and being pleased by whatever men have said, that they've trust in men seeking to establish their own righteousness in a world wherein men not discerning the righteousness of Yah could be left gullible. If you read Romans 9:26 through about 10:17, read it closely, reading all the way out to about, 11:25 through 12:4, We are warned, my brothers and sisters, that not everyone preaches or has even heard to preach the gospel. The gospel is the word of the kingdom. Stop and consider. Rulers have been more concerned about what gives them their seats, their thrones, their pulpits. Flattering the souls of men. Hey, I've had a lot of pastors already tell me, hey, if the people are willing to buy it, they are willing to sell it. Folks are not willing, they told me, if folks are not willing to seek the truth for themselves, hey, they are there to give them what they want to hear, even if it damns them. I can only tell you that I remember the first time a pastor actually told me that, and believe me, I've heard it more than once. I had to take my hands, put them in back, my back pockets in my jeans, because I knew that if I didn't ball up my fists in my pockets so I couldn't get them out, I might not have had total control of them. I can't, my brothers and sisters, it's unconscionable to me to look around and see so many who, rather than seeking the truth that the world so desperately needs, would compromise that truth and take advantage of men, because the scriptures actually tell us in the book of Romans that the adversary, Satan, seeks to deceive the simple people. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters? I'm going to tell you again what the Most High told me. If you know what's said and don't know why it is said, you missed the point. Well, there are those, my brothers and sisters, not willing to look, even though the scriptures told us that Messiah's word will be line upon line, precept upon precept, and many not having that depth of reasoning will not be prepared to understand his report. That's Isaiah 28. Ephesians, in the third chapter, said we must comprehend with all the saints with the height, depth, and breadth, even that we come to one sense of what is righteousness, mastery, lordship. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one standard beyond all others, one purging beyond all worldly conceits, misconceits, even the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. That does not sound like a compromised standard when the scripture says in Revelation 19, he comes with a word like a sharp two-edged sword. Discipline like a rod of iron. Sharp two-edged sword. He says in what, Revelation 3rd chapter? He says, seek his perfect will, or else he come against you with the sword of his mouth. Guess what, my brothers and sisters? You know what's going to decide between the righteous and the wicked? It's the whole, word righteousness, that means that you seek the fullness of all that is his will. Wicked means you seek something less. That means a pure, perfect word will decide who is a servant of Yah and who is not. Remember that his name means he is all that he is. It's a word that is, it cuts both ways, yes indeed. It's a word that cuts both ways in that, my brothers and sisters, it will reprove those whose intents are unrighteousness, even those whose intents are unto righteousness, because it will declare a decided point. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who will understand that this is a word that will discern indeed the thoughts and intents of every heart. Either man in his oath unto the Most High is unto the fullness of his will, or my brothers and sisters, not discerning that though we be scattered among the nations, I'm talking about the book of Jacob, they call it James, said though we were scattered among the nations, among a multitude of temptations and provocations, scripture says our perseverance and faith must bring forth a perfect, complete work. And say, if any man seek any type of misrepresentation, mockery or misrepresentation against that fullness, scripture said, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. For a double-minded man, why, how is he double-minded? Hey, he seeks partiality, a multitude of partiality, breaking the law to pieces, my brothers and sisters, like I said before. There's no law, no order. In fact, my brothers and sisters, this is lawlessness. He said, those them who are vowed unto continual lawlessness, my brothers and sisters, like this false concept of a Christ they came up with. This is not the Kurdi mentioned in Scripture. It's not who Yahshua said he is. Whoever will function in my brothers and sisters, believing that Messiah sanctions all the diverse standards of men and not the absolute righteousness of Yah, but brothers and sisters worship the devil. You need to wake up and understand what those Scriptures mean in Revelation 13 when it talks about a system that murdered so many of the saints in the first centuries. You don't know what I'm talking about, check it out in my article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D. System that made war against the saints, scripture said they overcame them. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, was a system having horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon. False church, my brothers and sisters, teaching false doctrine. Messiah said that after those murderous times in Matthew, read around 24:16, read out about 24:16-20. And read the scriptures that talk about those murderous times, that if they were not shortened, they said no flesh would remain, no elect flesh would remain alive. Well, my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. Scripture did not say after that time Messiah would come. It said after that time would come and arise a false prophet, speaking false testimony, and that's exactly what has happened. And that has been a continual tribulation. Continual, if we'll try, my brothers and sisters, tribulation of mankind, because whenever man is subject to any so-called institution of man that it will not give rise to full access to the truth of the Most High, it is trouble, it is tribulation, it is contention, it is confusion, it is battle. So blessed are they who then, instead of falling for this ruse, will understand. Blessed are they who will not blaspheme the name of the Most High, and that they understand, my brothers and sisters, all these contentions we see in the world cannot be a holy covenant unto Yah. Please, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to understand again, and I'll speak more about this, that humanity's entire misrepresentation of the Messiah, after a hypocritical concept they call the Christ, a polytheist concept created by the Greeks, a polytheist concept, my brothers and sisters, that it has given license according to Greco-Romanism, Western polytheism, contentious worldly ambitions that have given rise to men thinking they have a license to walk after him and my brothers and sisters, all the diverse, contentious unrighteousnesses of a whole world. All you feel like they have to do is call upon the name. What? Taking it in vain? Bringing forth nothingness? Hey, a multitude of contentions. You add a plus five and a negative five, you get what? Nothing. Well, after a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, you get vanity, nothingness. Hey, like what Scripture said in Isaiah 30, woe to those who take counsel but not from Yah, who often but not of his spirit. The Scripture says, therefore, they call them the beasts, the unreasonable ones who sit still. He said the trust in Pharaoh or trust in the contentions of man. He said it could only result in man's confusion. He said he warned you in advance that this style of unrighteous worship is all vanity. It will not bring forth salvation. Most High must expose all of this as folly, foolish, fallen, false, faulty. And me and my brothers and sisters no longer trust in this multitude of illusions. I repeat again, man not discerning Messiah is who he said he is when he said he's the written offspring of David and the bright and morning star. That men should discern that only those who keep his commandments will have a right to the tree of life, and all those who add or take away either add, let's just say they add damnation to their soul and they take away the hope of eternal life. It means, my brothers and sisters, when he said he's the written offspring of David and the bright and morning star, he's saying he's the one that comes to expose all the lawless, less than lawful standards of this world. That men should know, seeing again the great light, should follow after him, even him who was called the Prince of Peace and Wonderful Counselor. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand. So, hear me, my brothers and sisters, think about what I'm trying to tell you here. Look at, if you will with me, Malachi. Start about the second chapter. It said, now ye priests, this commandment, how about this reprimand is for you? If you will not hear, will not give, and lay it to heart to give glory to my name, how about to give glory to the fullness of his authority? If you not lay it to heart, how about lay my law to your heart? Says the Most High of Hosts. I will send a curse upon you. In other words, you divide up his law, you cause divisions. Divisions, separations. You divide his people. What Scripture says, if any man preach any other word, as if it were the gospel, as if it were the whole word of righteousness, the righteousness of the kingdom, say, let him be a curse. But guess what? We got 45,000 denominations out here. I see a lot of curses. I don't see salvation in it. I don't see a covenant with Yah in it. I see only, my brothers and sisters, condemnation, and that men have turned away from the pure, perfect light and have not realized oftentimes the need to seek Yah beyond all these diverse fallen standards that, quite frankly, all prophecy foretells have denied the very foundation of the faith, the expectation of one who will restore a world to one righteousness. For all, my brothers and sisters, humbled unto one righteousness, it's the only hope of agreement and the only hope of peace. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the only hope for covenant. So I'm going to curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. Yeah, I've cursed them already. because you do not lay what? My law to your heart. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has already said that the day will come that all those nations which refuse to accept the perfect light, the pure light of his law and word, Scripture says all those nations, in fact, will be utterly destroyed. You say he'll bring a full end of all nations. There will be an obstacle against the righteousness of his covenant. Please read Jeremiah 30, then 10 through 11. Read all the way out to 31 through 36. He says, he will write his law upon the minds and hearts. He will deliver his people beyond all those who teach folly, foolishness, fallen standards. Look at that FL and FLS. You see it repeat again and again. He will expose all of these, my brothers and sisters, that he have unto himself a strong people unto the glory of his name. And he says, behold, I will corrupt your seed, spread dung upon your faces. Why? For the end result of man's partaking of the blessings of the Most High, all the Most High seeds as a result. It is not a true praise unto him. What else shall he do? Even dung upon your solemn feasts. My brothers and sisters, I see many who say they keep a Shabbat. Many who keep the pagan days. But if my brothers and sisters, in any time men preach the unrighteousness of men rather than that pure, perfect word that is necessary, honorable enough to be called viable as a Shabbat, a holy day unto the complete will of Yah. If any man seek anything less, my brothers and sisters, what makes them think they keep a holy day if they teach, if a man preaches a different standard unto men's self-righteousness, argumentative one against another rather than seeking the pure, perfect will for the blessing of their brother? What do you think that is, my brothers and sisters? What do you think that is when men, did you hear my brothers and sisters, seek to uphold their very unrighteousness, says, refusing, did you hear me? Refusing to hear the righteousness of Yah. Shall men expect, my brothers and sisters, that such as this, did you hear me? Shall men expect that trust in such as this, the Most High will call a covenant? I will only say to you, my brothers and sisters, again, if men believe that all these differences are covenant to the Most High, who is it that they worship? It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters, and see. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we wake up and understand the truth. Most High has already said the day will come that all the blessings, all that he had put upon mankind, he will cut off. Wherever it is, my brothers and sisters, and men refuse to give glory to Yah as he is. And this is what is upon us now and what is even soon at a much more drastic level to come. There's a reason why the scripture says the day will come that unto Jerusalem should be, in Jerusalem should be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. The Most High will curse all nations who deny the covenant that he will send forth from Jerusalem. And you should know that I've sent this commandment, this reprimand to you, that my covenant might be with Levi, says the Most High of hosts. Say, my covenant, was with him. The people always have a covenant with him. And people had a covenant in that they sought the fullness of his will, and he gave him life and peace, and I gave them to him. In other words, his statutes to him, his covenant to him, for the reverence wherewith he would revere me, and was afraid, or let's say reverent before my name. And the law of truth was in his mouth. The law of the truth, law of the truth in the mouth of all those who call themselves pastors today. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's some very precious truth they all have denied, and all the prophecies said they would. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity, inequity, injustice, unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace. Only way you walk in peace with the Most High, then, my brothers and sisters, seeking after a perfect word. And in equity, justice, and to turn many away from iniquity. That's what the Most High is pleased with. For the Most High, for the desired priests should keep knowledge. What about if they deny it? What about if they pervert it? Because the people seek the law at the mouth of the priest, pastor. He is supposed to be the messenger of the Most High of hosts, but the Most High told me that he sends prophets to speak what others would not. But he said, the pastors, the priests, the rabbis, the elders, you departed out of the way. Hey, God's road leads to destruction. There's the road that leads to eternal life. And a false prophet, my brothers and sisters, only leads men astray unto destruction. A false testimony, my brothers and sisters, can only lead men to destruction. It's not an agreement. It's not a covenant. You departed out of the way. You caused men to stumble after the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi. not kept, preserved, maintained, defended the purity of a word. But it allowed me and my brothers and sisters to corrupt the covenant after the presumptuousness of their own hearts and even cater to this unrighteousness that men might be exploited. See, therefore I made you, talking about the priests, also those who followed them, made you contemptible and humiliated before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Oh, that means the way to keep his ways is to keep the fullness. Think about it. Have men preserved that fullness and created 45,000 denominations? No, my brother and sister, man has departed far from a covenant. The Most High does not have agreement with them. 45,000 contentions of self-righteousness. A multitude of pluralities will never covenant with the Most High. Have we not all one Father? We did have one Father and one who disciplines, my brothers and sisters. Why are there so many differences? Has not one Most High created us? Are we all formed after the same spirit and the same mind? Why then do we deal treacherously, every man, against his brother, even against the Father, by profaning the covenant of our fathers, the covenant, the ancient patriarchal covenant, unto the covenant that was to preserve this will, not to subdivide it, even against the covenant of the Most High himself? Well, guess what? He says, Judah, even your leaders have dealt treacherously. Levi has dealt treacherously. Judah has dealt treacherously. An abomination, what is not the working of the Most High, is committed in Israel and Jerusalem. But Judah has profaned the holiness of the covenant which the Most High loved. He's profaned the covenant with the Most High, has declared that his people must love, and has married. How about covenanting themselves with the daughter of a strange god, a foreign god? The false standards of the nations, the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations that would prefer that no one understand that Messiah must come to restore a pure and perfect word after that which declared from the beginning and nothing else of the covenant. Most High would cut off the man. How about the pastors who have done this? The leaders and so-called scholars out of the tabernacle of Jacob and him who offers an offering unto the Most High, who offers an offering, my brothers and sisters, after the vanities of man. And this you have done again. You covered the altar of the Most High with tears, with weeping. Men not wondering why it is the Most High is not pleased. And crying out in so much as you have regarded not the offering, because he doesn't regard your offering anymore. He doesn't receive with goodwill at your hand. And you say, wherefore? Because the Most High was a witness between thee and the wife of your youth. In other words, he knows what he declared to you from the beginning. He knows what he declares an eternal standard. Man refusing that has been without a covenant, my brothers and sisters, but nothing declared after that was the Most High decreed as an expectation from the beginning has been a covenant with Yah. Because the Most High has been a witness between thee and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet she is thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. O hear me, my brothers and sisters. Most High declared a covenant to mankind. A word, mankind, a purpose, a promise unto mankind, after which he would have peace unto the Most High with peace with the Most High unto life. Have men been true to it? Why do you think the scripture says in Isaiah 48, Messiah will come saying from the beginning, from the creation there am I, oh that you had kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness the ways of the sea. From the beginning, from the creation there am I, to show you the way that you should go. Me and my brothers and sisters have strayed from that way. 45,000 denominations, 280 nations cannot be the path of life. It's time we understand. He said, didn't he not make his people one? Is it not his covenant that makes men one? Or dare men say that a multitude of differences after men is oneness? Yet have he... I'm going to tell you how some of this translated many texts. It says, no one who has a residue of the Spirit would seek to hide his iniquity in his robe. Because the Most High wants a godly seed. Think about it. Pastors have hid themselves under the cloaks of so-called priestly titles and garb. But have they, my brothers and sisters, been true to the fullness of covenant, keeping fully what is the word? Guarding against all false standards, foreign standards? Have they been true to the covenant of the Most High declared? Or have they upheld a multitude of treacheries against the will of one? He says, take heed to your spirit, lest none, and that none would deal treacherous against the wife of his youth, against the covenant of the Most High declared from the beginning. For the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, said that he hates putting away, he hates that man is turned away from the will of one. For my brothers and sisters, woe to those who cover their violence, their treachery, their lawlessness under their garments, says the Most High of Hosts. Those who understand, my brothers and sisters, this scripture is a direct connotation concerning the one called the King of the East, the righteous one like the rising sun, Revelation 16:12-21. One who dries up the rivers, one who shows man the need to transcend all the unrighteous constraints, the fallen mindscapes of their rulers, who proves foolish the wisdom of the wise, Isaiah 44:20-45:6. The men may know from the rising sun to the west and none else but Yah. Scripture says, blessed they are they, according to 16:12-21 Revelation, who keep their garments, that they may not walk naked and they can see their shame. My brother and sister, Most High is about to take his name back. He's about to disrobe and put to utter humiliation all those who walk after the carnality of their minds. He's about to declare, my brothers and sisters, a restoration to the mind and hearts of what indeed is the righteousness of Yah. I pray that you will hear me. When Messiah declares to all the world, and all the world shall see him as he is, will men love him still when they find out how much their rulers have deceived them? Will they seek him who will deliver them from all the misconceits of their rulers? Or will they prefer, my brothers and sisters, to trust the deceiver? Most High has already told me that there are many who rather believe a lie and a deceiver than believe that they have been deceived. Well, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is only to the meek and most humble soul. The Spirit of Yah is upon me, he said, to preach good tidings to the meek, to open eyes to the blind, to release the captives. And believe, my brothers and sisters, every lie, half truth that men believe, causing men to trust in partial standards, not oftentimes even hating the greater proof of the Most High, every one of them is a deception, causing men not to be able to perceive the greater truth. Blessed they will understand. What did it say at 2:17? See, you weary the Most High with your words. Did you say, where and ever have we wearied him? He says, and that you say that everyone who walks or doeth evil, deviation, partiality, perversion, hey, the treachery of the unrighteous and presumptuous of other nations. You say that somehow still good in the sight of the Most High and that he delights in them. Or you say, where is the Holy One who will judge? Aramaic says, judge according to righteous judgment. Or do you really believe he's going to judge according to all the partialities of man as if he has no rule at all? So behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me. On the one who is called by the name of the Most High, whom ye seek, for whom you should be waiting. Oh, that's the one that's mentioned in Isaiah 41. It says, who has raised up this righteous one like the rising sun, cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. He said, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. How about be restored to a covenant as a strong people? The one whom you seek, for whom you should be waiting, read Isaiah 41, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. Oh, how about the one who restores the covenant the world did not have because men were blinded after the vicissitudes of men? The scripture said in Jeremiah 30-31, he must regather his people from all the nations that they have a covenant with him. The first command, you should not have any other god or any other standard but Yah. Here, my brothers and sisters, say you have no other gods but him. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a world right now, even a nation, talks about being one nation under many gods, indivisible. My brothers and sisters, the only way somebody could trust and believe something like that he believes in all the contentions of man as if they were wise, is that men have indeed worshipped the devil, and man was warned against this folly. Even the messenger of covenant, you should delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Most High of Hosts. But who can abide the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like righteous, he appears. He is like refined as fire and like full of soap. And he shall sit to refine and purify the people.
like silver. Purify the sons of Levi. Purge them like gold and silver. In other words, my brothers and sisters, when they assay in the furnace, if you will, they refine the furnace, gold and silver, that nothing but the gold and silver remains. Who, my brothers and sisters, will be able to stand? He said, this must be done, they may offer an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Most High, as in what days is from the beginning of old, as in former years. He said, be a swift witness of what? I will come near to your judgment, to bring forth justice, and I will be a swift witness against those who deceive, who declare false standards, against the adulterers, who declare false standards after the ideals of others, mis ideals, the idols of others. Against those, my brothers and sisters, who profane and are not true and faithful to a covenant. Against those who cause men to swear falsely. Swear unto the Most High, but after the will of another. Against those who oppress the hireling of his wages. All my brothers and sisters, many are they who are ready to take your money. If they can get it by preaching a false word, a flattering word, they were doing. Even oppressing the widow and the fatherless, and turning aside those who need to know a covenant from the right, and cause men to fear not Yah. But he is one who changes not. Even the days of your fathers say you've gone astray from his ordinances and have not kept them. He says, return unto me. Well, I thought all this time, and think about it, I'm just being a little bit, it's a little bit of a mockery that I'm speaking here. But men have thought that they have a covenant without having to return to the covenant truth of the Most High. They thought they had a new covenant. The word for new actually means a restoration. The word is from the beginning, eternal, does not change. All man can ever do in turning away is return to that absolution that is the foundation from the beginning. Nothing else is a covenant. What the scriptures say Messiah is called? The messenger of the covenant in whom you should delight. The one who restores people beyond all the diversities of the kings and priests. The scripture says he would give the kings his dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Malachi the Kai says he's going to expose all the priests who are partial in the law. What made people think that anything else is a covenant? Do you dare to think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will accept less than what he created man to be? Robbing the Most High? Compelling people to continue to rob the Most High? Seeking that they be called sufficient after what is far less than enough to bring forth peace? Scripture says you're cursed with a curse if you believe that, because you only know how to rob him. Even this is a curse to all the nations. Hear my brothers and sisters and understand the tithe of a priest is a people who have indeed the knowledge of Yah. And the pastors, the priests, the rabbis, who sought to comfort men after an imperfect word. Believe my brothers and sisters, they have all been robbers, compelling men also to be thieves. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand what it is transcend this wickedness. For the remnant of Israel will speak no lies and do no iniquity, and there will be none among them to dissuade. Who prepares for this righteousness, my brothers and sisters? These are those who will be found worthy of the holy name. Or dare men believe the Most High puts his name, that it will be preserved upon those who would remain treacherous? Think again. Blessed are they who wait the restoration of a covenant, my brothers and sisters, who are not blaspheming the holy name to believe that all the mass corruptions and hypocrisies of this world could ever be counted in agreement with the Most High. Woe to those who have profaned the holy name, blaspheme the holy name. Think of all these corruptions. Our covenant with him who does not change, who will not be destabilized after misconceits of men. He commands that men keep, preserve, maintain, defend the integrity of his word. What makes people think that the Most High does not seek to intend to maintain his word and the full integrity of all that it is, He already told man that he would be strong and mighty in battle. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who seek the King of Glory, that will not command anyone to lift his soul, up his soul after vanity, nor swear deceitfully. There's no salvation, my brothers and sisters, under the damned who hide and deny the truth. You need to understand that now. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. What is Messiah actually saying in Micah 12:23-13? He's actually saying, woe to you, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, reverends, false prophets, and false apostles and prophets. Because the scripture says he appoints those for the perfecting of the saints, for the unity of the body of the Kurdi, the believers. He calls them all hypocrites, misrepresentatives, for in declaring partial standards, denying the law and the prophets in so many ways. He said he has shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. Hey, they deny the truth. They will not go into the light. And they work, my brothers and sisters, to set up obstacles as if to not allow anyone else to enter in. If he said, woe to them, my brothers and sisters, to do this, what makes people think that walking after such as these has ever been a covenant? Messiah comes, my brothers, as he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the door. No man comes to the Father but by him. He said, the spirit of truth, the world that will not receive, those who love a multitude of contentions, double-minded standards. He said, they shall not receive anything from the Most High. Certainly they won't enter the kingdom. He said, I am the door. Remember what he said, as a righteous one, as a Kurdi. He said, my brothers and sisters, let your righteousness exceed that of those who have sought to deny, blaspheme, corrupt the teaching of the law and the prophets. He said, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah, shall not enter the kingdom of peace. Hear, my brothers and sisters, this false concept that men came up with called the Christ, and that is a very definitely a word after a pagan language. But the Holy One of Israel called Messiah after a pagan title, one who would preserve, maintain, corrupt the hearts of men after every contentious ungodliness the world over. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it is time we understand the reality. For nothing else, my brothers and sisters, is worthy before Yah but a pure and perfect word that honors the fullness of his name. It's time that we understand. Again, the prophecies speak of the one called Shiloh in Genesis 49. If we understand those prophecies well, we understand what they're actually saying, that the expectation of that one unto whom all the nations shall seek and gather. Seeking him because he exposes all the unrighteousness of the nations should have been a constant expectation that the nations, my brothers and sisters, have not preserved this expectation, have not taught the people to expect one who judges according to all that is righteous judgments, has been the treachery and the hypocrisy of all the nations. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, will be counted wise. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, will be counted a covenant. It is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, the very one that is that stone which the builders rejected, one that whose doctrine and truth they kept out of the churches and temples. It is that one, my brothers and sisters, whose testimony will decide who is worthy to be called sealed, steadfast, true to the Most High. I want you to understand that Revelation 7th chapter talks about the 144,000 of the tribes of Israel. These are those who are gathered from. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Who gathers his people from the midst of all the nations. Did you hear me? Who gathers people from the midst of all the nations. You wouldn't have to do that if the nations were wise. The nations themselves wouldn't be divided if they were wise. But my brothers and sisters, many have put a multitude of differing standards under the umbrella of a supposed one, denying the integrity of the one, and no greater blasphemy and insult against the righteousness of Yah is it than this. But this men have done, my brothers and sisters, and said that they revered the Most High. They said they revered him without a reference point. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. To miss the point is to err, is to sin, is to fall short of the glory, is to be easily beguiled, misled, lost. 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, really 4, 1 through 7, particularly the 7th, the 3rd verse, says the gospel be hid, hid to them that are lost. Well, men draw hasty conclusions, being easily misled after the differences of man. My brothers and sisters, we need to understand that deceitful men misadministering the word, causing men to believe a multitude of contentious differences, has hid the word of truth, has hid the covenant, has hid the way of the kingdom. There's a reason why Colossians 2 and 8 say, beware lest any man beguile you after the principle of the world and not after the Messiah. Messiah will declare the kingdom of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. Messiah will declare the kingdom of Yahweh. True to all that is divine righteousness, for the various rules of the world, my brothers and sisters, will rob you. Even cause you to believe that the law of the Most High should be constrained after the variant misruling standards of the kings of the earth. Messiah said, go forth and teach his righteousness to all the nations. That means there's a righteousness that transcends all your rulers. What does Scripture say the one called the Kurdi would do? If you don't know what I'm talking about, please read and check out my website, article called hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, so much prophecy relates over and over again, the Messiah will expose all the rulers of the earth. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Shashin Shah, Revelation 19:11-21. He will shepherd all the nations, his people with a rod of iron. Those who will not listen will be broken like the breaking of a potter's vessel, Psalms 2, because the rulers have compelled men to despise the truth of the Most High and the truth of his anointed. As the truth of his anointed. Even the truth of his anointed is the truth of the Most High. Who will understand this, discern, and understand my brothers and sisters, discern this in this time? Prophecy said in advance that the word of Messiah, or Messiah as the Kurdi, the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, that testimony has not been testified in all the churches as was commanded. Most have not understood even what that means. My brothers and sisters, it means these were not churches at all because they kept you in darkness for the word church itself, the institution will bring men out of the darkness, not leave them in it. How should the Most High be pleased with this, my brothers and sisters? Do you dare to believe that when Messiah comes to reveal the light of a fullness of a word according to all expectation, that those who have been prideful after less have been worthy to be called sealed as true? Think again, my brothers and sisters, think again. Do men dare to believe that there is salvation under them who block the knowledge, who halt the remembrance of what should never have been forgotten? Men believe that they have a covenant, my brothers and sisters, as of those who declare and are part of that broad path of destruction, confusion, contention, indiscriminate illusion. Men believe they have a covenant, my brothers and sisters, after those who are the false prophets, who don't seek to teach the fullness of what is declared, who teach fallen standards, partial standards, lying standards. You deliver from a liar, my brothers and sisters, by the liar, really? Is that what people want to believe? Exalting partial and perverse, presumptuous testimonies, while yet crying out, Lord, Lord, only to hide the blessed truth, not discerning the blessed truth. Hey, act as if that the law of the prophets are not wisdom. Read Isaiah 29. Do people actually believe they have faith in Yah, believing that the commandments of men are wiser? People say this perversity should be esteemed as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity. Who will understand, our brothers and sisters, that the worship of Yah is not after the short-sighted constraints and precepts of men? He said it was after a wonderful manner that he had to deliver his people. My brothers and sisters, those who don't function after that inspiration will not see that deliverance. But how shall my brothers and sisters say they're delivered unto the Most High after the carnalities of man? So it does not make sense. How shall men say, my brothers and sisters, they transcend all their short-sightedness? Oh, after the shallow-mindedness of a Shallow minds of a carnal and uninspired mind. People actually believe they understand the prophets, my brothers and sisters, the inspired and enhanced mentality of the prophets after the ordinary power of the flesh. Think again, my brothers and sisters. Think again. It's only after seeking with a pure heart, for the blessing of all, my brothers and sisters, that a man is found worthy of the Spirit of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, shall a man be granted the light of the Most High, hide it and hide it, and still be called a child of light? My brothers and sisters, the light is commanded to shine. It says, Shema, O Israel, hear, O Israel. The word means not only, my brothers and sisters, to hear, to understand, but also to declare. He wants a people that will be a light to a world, who trust the Most High to preserve them as they move forth. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the world kept in darkness is continually a treacherous place. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to reveal, that the Most High reveals the light to his anointed, that he be the only one who understands? Most High is about to perform an awesome thing in the earth, my brothers and sisters. Messiah will be revealed, and all who will not hearken to him, the scripture said, those nations shall perish. It means the Most High, if you look at Zechariah 14, it talks about all manner of plagues. It talks about all manner of famine. Hey, my brothers and sisters, so much prophecy talks about the nature itself retaliating against those who will not hearken to him who is co-ruler, co-creator with Yah. That all should know from the rising sun to the west, there's only one standard acceptable. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 15 through 16, that all those who would pray or petition, but not according to the righteous, the Most High declares, and in a very short time, the remnant of all those, my brothers and sisters, who would not comply with the truth, should be small and feeble. And those of us who understand the prophecies, the book of Revelation, should understand this well. Who is that 144,000? Like I told you before, Revelation 7, Revelation 14, but those who are drawn from the nations, who wash their robes, are their allegiances white in the blood of the Lamb. In other words, they understand that since the rulers persecuted the righteous one, man must exceed the unrighteousness of the rulers. Else, my brothers and sisters, they found complicit in the wickedness. The whole Messiah gave his life in saying, if I do not go, the comforter will not come. The man must have a testimony from above to have a covenant with Yah. He said, unless you believe that he is the one who is from above and not from below. He said, you will die in your sins. How about under the misallegiances to those who hide the truth from you? He said, the truth is set you free. Please read. Yohanan 8th chapter. Read from around about the 23rd verse all the way out to about 36th on. And understand what I'm talking to you about. Again, these are the words of a Kurdi. He said, your rights must exceed that of your rulers. Nobody's going to be justified, because if the blind lead the blind, they both fall in the pit. Nobody's going to be justified because they follow some false ruler. Question, my brothers and sisters, were you prepared for one who comes to expose them all as in some way treacherous against the greater knowledge of the truth? I've had a lot of pastors tell me, say, well, a lot of folks are not prepared to understand that. You think that's going to stop Messiah from preaching the fullness? Scripture says, words be line upon line, precept upon precept, but who's going to be prepared to understand his report? But those, my brothers and sisters, who knew to be beyond men, seek Yah. He tell you what the Most High told me. He told me, whatever I hear from men, see, read from men, or whatever, he said, check it out with them first. He said, if somebody make a fool of me. He said, mama say this, daddy say that, says that, grandma, pastor, priest, rabbi, elder, all got them something different to say about it. He said, if you want to know him, he said, ask him. Well, my brothers and sisters, and believe that he could answer. I had to shut up because he's already talking. I believe he can talk. He definitely can answer a question. My brothers and sisters, I would tell you to do the same. Tell you what the Most High told me. He told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide and not pervert silence and destroy. Meaning that he would reveal these things to me that I might reveal them to you. He told me I must tell you these things. My brothers and sisters, I would petition you that you ask the Most High whether or not the words that I speak to you now are his. As my brothers and sisters, I know that nobody else but those unto whom he reveals the truth will discern the quality and the preciousness of what you've heard this night. Be wise, my people. For a man is a servant of him whose suppositions of righteousness he obeys. Either man, my brothers and sisters, walk according to what the Most he has heard from the Most High, or he walks after what the unempowered mind simply cannot fathom, or does not so quickly fathom is not enough. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand. If you don't know what I'm talking about when I say that the hypocrisy of all the nations is that the whole world, my brothers and sisters, denied the purpose coming of the one called Shiloh. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please read that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. They try to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the pastors are going to get together and somehow prepare a righteous wife, a covenant of people unto the Most High. That's a damn lie. Because it says Messiah is going to have to expose all your rulers so that he can regather people unto himself. They didn't want to tell you that. They taught you a false concept of a Savior. They taught you a false concept of Messiah. They taught you a damning lie. Think about it. A covenant was broken when man began to believe in the garden, if you will, that another other than Yah could still bring forth peace. What do you think it is, my brothers and sisters, when a multitude, 45,000 denominations declaring differences, 280 nations all declaring differences, do you think they're all true to the perfect will of Yah? There's only one perfect, pure, perfect, complete will. Do you believe, my brothers and sisters, that all these, just because they call upon a name, but not according to his authority, not according to his righteousness, not even seeking it, that they are the restoration of a covenant? My brothers and sisters, the very fact that you see a world divided, 280 nations, 45,000 denominations, who knows how many variant religiosities in the world, is evident that man has turned away from the knowledge and the righteousness of Yah, turned away from the gospel, turned away from the way of peace, turned away from a covenant, turned away from what is an agreement. The humble and reasonable soul will understand why the scripture says, come, let us reason together. In other words, reason after the will of the one Most High. He said, if you do this, seeking beyond men, if you do this, so then your sins, then your allegiance to those who are deceitful, deadly deceitful and damning, be like scarlet. Nothing but, let's just say, warfare and bloodshed. It shall be white like wool. He said, if you do not hearken, if you rebel and disobey, refuse to reason, function as the beast, then, my brothers and sisters. The very word for Gentile means troop of unreasoning animals. That's why a multitude of different nations, not fully functioning as man, manu, God mind, not functioning true after the will of one. He said, if you rebel, he said, deliver you to the sword. Be cut off. No part of a covenant. Recognize the curse, my brothers and sisters, the divisions, the ill vision, the illusions of those who would blind men against the way of one. And this the Most High has spoken. This the Most High has promised. This the Most High has purposed that his people be one. We all have an obligation to seek the whole word of truth. So the secret things belong to the Most High. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Most High. That was the Most High revealed. Is an obligation for us to preserve forever. In the last days, the scripture said these things must be brought to remembrance. Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, without this hope, They yet have peace with Yah. Scripture says he must restore righteousness as of old and former years, and that would be pleasing. How, my brothers and sisters, men say that unto him who is unchanging and eternal, they have a covenant while yet walking after deviations. They must be deviation, my brothers and sisters, in that they are diverse, contentious, many. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that after this men have a covenant? What does the Savior come to do? Scripture says he's the messenger of the covenant. Scripture says in Revelation, relative to the scriptures in Malachi, he's going to expose all the unrighteous. And Scripture says in that day, in Revelation 16:12-21, comparative to Isaiah 25:1-3-10, in the day that he exposes all the unrighteousness of men, the cities, the nations, fall, because men will understand they were all upon faulty foundations. In that day, the stone which the builders rejected, the true word, the true foundation with the builders of these multitude of institutions they call churches, treacherous institutions, keeping men hidden in prison houses, will all be exposed, because they all have denied some very critical truth. See, in that day, my brothers and sisters, will the eyes of the blind be opened. That day men will understand what the scriptures meant when it says he's going to prove foolish to wisdom among the wise. And that day will understand what it means, my brother and sister, when the scripture says, blessed are they who keep their garments, lest they walk naked. And everyone sees their carnality is all they had. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand the truth. The rulers sought to hide it for many generations, but the promise of the Most High is that righteousness, the true knowledge of what is true, must be restored. And many of you may have questions. I can only tell you again, please check out articles on my website like hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Please read all that is contained in the Law and the Prophets. There's an article on my website called The Secret City Prophecy. They didn't even tell you in among these churches how Messiah shall appear. There's a reason why they didn't tell you. The reason why they don't tell you who he is. Because the scriptures actually relate that in the way he appears and who he appears as to prove all the world's confusion to be nothing but damnation. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the reason why the scripture says he comes the way that he comes is to prove to mankind across the globe that the diverse confusions of their varied ideals in a city, says my brothers and sisters. Think I'm kidding? Please look at Numbers 24:14-17-19, Isaiah 15:16, Isaiah 23rd, really then 24-27 chapters, Isaiah 66:1, then 6-15 verses, Hosea 11, read about 5-12. Please read, my brothers and sisters, Zephaniah 3rd, talking about Messiah in the midst of a city to warn the people against their lawlessness. But my brothers and sisters say most of them even heard the testimony that they should be waiting and looking for such a thing. They've taken a lot of scripture and taken it way out of context. They say Messiah appears in the clouds. They didn't tell you the word for clouds actually relates to testimony from on high. He declares a testimony that will prove foolish the wisdom of the wise. He declares a testimony, my brothers and sisters, that we rebuke all the nations. The men should know to be gathered unto him. Scripture says in Isaiah 49, he will come saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations, to a people who have sworn by his name, not in truth nor in righteousness. He's saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me to speak to all you nations afar off. He said, from the body of my mothers he made mention of my name. In the shadow of his hands he concealed me. Oh. How about also, my brothers and sisters, giving him a conscience, a measure of conscience, that most after a carnal mind will never discern. He said, in the shadow of his hands he concealed me, to reveal his glory. He said he's calling his people from the four ends of the earth. Four directions of the earth. See, he calls his people from among the prophets, those who hear Yah. those who are prophets, my brothers and sisters. The only way they can speak a full and perfect word, they have to transcend the rulers. These are the ones he calls from the midst of the nation. These are the ones he calls true Israel. These are the ones that in Revelation, in the 13th chapter, says, overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nation. They follow the Lamb wherever he leads because they are pure from all the corruptions of this world. He says, these are the ones, my brothers and sisters, who hear in the gospel the true word of the kingdom that transcends all the nations. These are the ones who keep the commandments of Yeshua, the commandments of Yah, after the faith of Yeshua. Yes, my brothers and sisters, faith, the Most High will perform all that he has declared. He says he's going to bring forth the righteous one, my brothers and sisters. He says, one like a ravenous bird from the east will perform fully all that is divine pleasure. He says, remember this, O you transgressors. Bring it again to your mind, O you sinners, and show yourselves men. I said, beastly, refusing the reason. For if you trust that Most High will send one who perform all that is his pleasure to bring to bear all that he has spoken, then you seek the fullness of what is divine will that you might be found worthy unto. Yeah. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, was never a covenant at all. You think the Most High declares a covenant, telling people that the way they have a covenant agreement with him is that they break it, subdivide it, not seek the fullness of it, and then tell people that this is sufficient. My brothers and sisters, that's defiance against the holy name. Yah says he is all that he is. Shall men say that he is less than that and still be found worthy to be confirmed, steadfast, found faithful unto him? Believe me, my brothers and sisters. Revelation 7:2 talks one by call the angel from the rising sun. The word for angel is also the word for king. Rising sun, east. One called the king of the east, the bright morning star. The one, east meaning sunrise, the one who comes like, say, the sudden rising of the sun to cast out the darkness. That one, my brothers and sisters, according to Revelation 7:2 and Isaiah 43, is the one who bears the seal, the confirmation. And my brothers and sisters, shall men desire to defy the realization of who is the confirmer, who is the sealer? So they're not a testimony of him who has the seal and expect to receive yet the seal of preservation? My brothers and sisters, it is an unworthy vessel that will not be washed. It's an unworthy vessel, my brothers and sisters, that will not be washed and will not be purged by a pure and engrafted word. Will not be purged by a pure and graphic word, an eternal word that's able to save, purge,
90 seconds,
deliver a soul. Here's Tom, my brother and sister, I got a short time left, about 90 seconds. I can only, my brothers and sisters, Western polytheist confusion having dominion over the minds of people could not exist if the truth were known. Very powerful truths, my brothers and sisters, exist in the words of the scriptures that most have not discerned their collective power, because these scriptures rebuke the folly of every man. It rebukes the folly of all the leaders. The world desires for presumptuousness, my brothers and sisters, preferring darkness rather than light, confusion rather than absolution, has chosen not to seek comfort in the perfect word of Yah, but has sought comfort, my brothers and sisters, and denying the glory of an invariant word. Is this the remembrance, my brothers and sisters, what should not be forgotten? Think again. The treachery of a whole world is that men have taught a false concept of a savior that leaves men subject to deceit, that leaves men subject to corruption, that leaves men subject to deviations, and tells them that somehow they've been pleasing to the Most High. Even telling them somehow they have believed
Ten
him.
Seconds.
After variant standard, Most High changed not. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, in Edim Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might, to his honor, to his praise always, I thank you all for listening. Hallelujah! I thank the Most High, yes indeed, for every year that he brings near. Thank you. I'm just going to say this quickly, my brothers and sisters. The covenant of the Most High has always been that man remember the expectation of one who is righteous to exceed that of all your rulers. The covenant of the Most High has always been that men should keep, maintain the expectation of one unto whom all the nations must gather, that there be peace, that there be reunion with that which the Most High declared from the beginning, that there be life, peace. My brothers and sisters, according to all that is the perfect will of Yah. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, please understand, that was always the faith. That was always the expectation. It was always the belief of the early church, the Messiah was that one that would come in the latter days to fulfill the prophecies concerning all that was spoken of him. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand, the prophets don't actually speak of Messiah coming only two times, but three. One time to deliver his people out of a Babylon to the east, another time to deliver his people out of a Babylon west. Both of those occasions bringing them back to the land of Israel. The scriptures also talk about, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah coming at a time be persecuted by the rulers, and Jerusalem being the people of Jerusalem being scattered soon thereafter. That's not two times, my brothers and sisters, that's three. But there's a lot, my brothers and sisters, they haven't told you. The victory, my brothers and sisters, is in discerning again the truth that the rulers would never tell. For in discerning what the rulers never told, my brothers and sisters, you discern again with Yah the righteousness of Yah, the expectation of Yah. The expectation of him alone who declares the soul complete unto all good works, true and capable unto his purpose. Unto his might, honor, and praise again, my brothers and sisters. I pray that you will seek the Most High, discern the fruition, the truth of all these things. I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High every ear that he brings near. For he alone, my brothers and sisters, awakens the minds to understand beyond what is common status quo among men. Hallelujah! And a blessed Shabbat.